In the beginning, there was nothing. And then...
What was that?
This,
I don't know,
is Damn Talk.
Damn Talk.
And welcome to the show.
Damn Talk.
This is Paul Quigley, the editor-in-chief at Digital Asset Management.
Damn Talk.
org.uk.
Damn Talk.
Check us out on the internet, LinkedIn group Damn Foundation.
Damn.
And don't think. Yes, Marl.
Would like some
of course, Marl.
Amsterdam.
Up the public.
And don't forget to check out Damn Busters at www.digitalassetmanagement.org.uk and at damntalk.com. And today, my guest on Damn Talk is Michael J. Kreffner, the Chief Executive Officer at Selem, the digital asset management specialist from Linz in Austria. Well, just when you thought you knew everything there was to know about digital asset management,
Damn Talk.
One innovative and tenacious Chief Executive Officer is showing that the sky really is the limit when it comes to digital asset management solutions. But first, Michael explained the origins of Selem, from corporate intranets through to the forge of what he calls the anti-archive.
Okay, wow, this is a big question that obviously deserves a lengthy answer. The biggest thing, of course, first probably is actually the company was 11 years ago not founded to be, so to say, a software vendor, and especially not in the field of digital asset management. The first, let's say, 5 years of our history, we were a technical solution provider for, let's say, large enterprise businesses and their internal communication systems, especially corporate intranets was, so to say, our specialty. So we merged design and mostly technical competence into custom tailor-made large scale web technology for the use within the company. This was the forge, so to say, that created the company. This is also the root cause of why we are doing what we're doing now, because after then 5 years in this field with this high demand environment, it turned out actually that one of our then biggest customers actually turned our attention to the digital asset management sphere by actually appointing us to do a market survey to choose a product for them. And we were, so to say, collecting for them over half a year a lot of information and about some of our now competitors. And the customer, actually a big industrial conglomerate here in Austria, they actually turned down all these candidates we showed them by various reasons. One of the most prominent always was, oh God, how could like 800 users in our company use this crap? It just is unusable. Or it doesn't fit in our technology sphere. You know, we are enterprise. We need database independence. We have our Oracle cluster running. We need the database to be there. It's not possible that you run the blah, blah. And it has to be web-based. Of course, in 2003, 2002, 2003, this was something rather new. And at the point we had developed also for our own projects a content management framework, but more or less really on the back end. And all of a sudden, we, so to say, made this inspired by youth proposal where we said, hey, guys, we could develop something for you, tailor-made, just for you. And of course, this would be just rather pricey because it's developed for one customer. We were, of course, hoping that they would go for it and pay all the development costs. But of course, they are smart asses, as most of the successful companies in Austria are. And they said, okay, well, no way. we will buy a license from you guys that actually lies somewhere in the average of all the other solutions you've shown us, right in the middle. This is the amount of money we are going to pay you. If you believe in what you're doing or are you going to do, you will only get what, so to say, a license is worth. So in 2003, we started developing very strategically, with all this knowledge we built up, the first version of Selem Imagine. And in mid-2004, we introduced it to the market. And what still is behind our product, and this is my personal belief, is, and this is the biggest difference, what, so to say, in general should differ a digital asset management system